gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the day. Mr. Lang, do you have anything for the good of the order?
Only to establish the next date for the next special meeting.
All righty.
It appears that the 18th of June would be a Wednesday. That'd be the third Wednesday, and I believe we meet on the 12th and 26th of June.
I think that would fit nicely. 18th of June, Wednesday.
18th of June, 3 o'clock.
Wednesday, June 18th at 3 o'clock.
For Wednesday's special meeting?
For special meeting, right, like this one.
What are we doing about our third meeting?
We're waiting to see when we get our land use plan according to day to day. We should have in a day or so, so.
You could end up with another one on the 19th.
Then we're at, set a date for discussion of that.
Yeah.
So that's, we haven't scheduled extra public hearings until we know.
Until we know about that.
Right.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep.
We gotta resolve that first.
Having five meetings.
We didn't want five meetings a month.
No. I don't know if we want four money, meetings a month.
18th at 3 o'clock would be the next special.
That sound good? Okay with everybody?
Works for me.
Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I've provided each of you with booklets for next Thursday night's meeting. You already have the one for Tidewater Utilities.
Okay. All right then.
I have a question to Sam. We'll get our land use plan update. One of the elements of that being the mobility element, do we as a planning and zoning commission, do we get to provide any input, feedback, any discussion of that? I mean, I'm just curious.
When we met the last time, we discussed the maps more specifically, and we just in general discussed the comp plan, barely discussed it at all. Actually, we wanted to see the red line editorials that Vince had done, for one, and a couple of things about the addendum that Dave provided was to be added into the text before we really discussed it.
Yeah. So the answer to your question is yes, at the next time around.
And later.
Next time around, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I could have said that.
It's a short version.
But Mr. Lang was filling in on the background.
Okay.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman, a procedural question, and it pertains to the KGH one we just talked about.
Yeah.
Since that was basically a spinoff of another larger project, is that something that would be appropriate for a public hearing, given the amount of interest that was involved in the original project, and the fact that project was turned down once before?
It's a good, I'm going to give you a long answer and still not answer your question for you, but.
Why don't you give me a short answer?
I gave you a short answer.
Go ahead.
It was considered to be subdivided because the road separated it from the project.
It's a separate parcel, and it was withdrawn.
Considered only the portion on the farm, and said they had to come back with a portion on the water side.
See, it was.
So it's still minor, because it was, it's basically subdivided naturally by the creation of the river.
However. That being said, I think the commission does have the right to request a public hearing for it, doesn't it, or no?
Yeah, you're probably right. If it's the opinion of the commission that it should go to public hearing, you should have that right. We haven't done it that way.
We haven't done it that way, and in this case, I don't know if anybody's interest is going to be served by doing that, really. At the end of the day, this group here will be making the decision, so.
I just find it fascinating that no conservation district would want the land. Maybe not for the price they want to offer it.
I don't.
Well, they said they tried to give it away, and I'm not too sure about that.
They've not offered it to the right person.
Yeah, I can tell you guys, if they wanted to give that land away, I know at least one person that would have taken it. And I think the guy on the other side of the river would have been tickled to death to have it. And
he was a major opposition to it, really.
Yeah, and the other thing is that there's a way to work that out so that it belongs to the same group that's going to have say over the septic system. I could just share this much with you. I don't like it, but I'm not sure I can find anything in the ordinance that runs afoul of necessarily. But it just seems like we're
It's in a conservation zone.
Yeah.
The lots are supposed to be at least an acre on septics. they got a little bit, but so they're showing 1.1 acre on that one lot.
Yeah.
But a third of it's in wetland.
Yeah, see, I'm just concerned that there's...
Really looks like two, is that three?
I mean, let's get the other information, we'll let it come back, but you've got some...
And the opposition to the subdivision, the neighbor basically knows that they could still build a house on that property.
Well, they can build a house there no matter what. Yeah. And so they really, the question is not three or none, the question is three or one, you know, so...
Three, two, or one.
Three, two, or one, even, you know, but I would want to see, I'd like to see 3/4 acre of uplands in each lot, and I don't think they can do it.
And you've got a pretty well-established policy.
And I think for us to, yeah, and that's going to be the problem with that. We'll see what the information comes back with and give them at least the opportunity to do that. But I can tell you that my inclination is that I'm not too sure there's a way to do it. But we'll let them try.
Not if we have our eyes open.
Anything else for good of the order? Okay. Stand adjourned.